From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Defense Secretary Robert Gates staunchly defended President Obama's decision to send 30,000 more U.S. troops to Afghanistan today on Capitol Hill. Gates also defended the plan to begin a troop withdrawal there in July 2011. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Flanked by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Michael Mullen, Secretary Gates told the Senate Armed Services Committee that while al-Qaeda does operate in other parts of the world, it was vital for the U.S. to prevail in Afghanistan.
This part of the world represents the epicenter of extremist jihadism, the historic place where native and foreign Muslims defeated one superpower and, in their view, caused its collapse at home. For them to be seen to defeat the sole remaining superpower in the same place would have severe consequences for the United States and the world.
Gates told the panel the new U.S. strategy is to degrade the Taliban's fighting abilities so Afghan forces can take over the defense of their nation. A U.S. review of that policy is to take place a year from now. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate lawmakers have agreed to vote on the first batch of amendments that Democrats say Republicans are using to stall health care overhaul legislation. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says two competing measures to ensure that women have access to mammograms and other preventive screenings will be voted on Thursday. Two amendments on proposed spending cuts in the Medicare government health program for the elderly also will receive a vote then. AARP is supporting $460 billion in Medicare cuts to help pay for the health care bill. The group says Democrats were only recommending to eliminate waste and inefficiency in Medicare. Controversial emails circulating among climate scientists were the focus of a controversial hearing today, with congressmen and top scientists arguing over the state of climate research. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The emails were stolen from a British lab and have been seized upon by climate skeptics who say global warming is no big deal. At the congressional hearing, Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner argued the emails could be evidence of a massive international scientific fraud. But John Holdren, the top White House science advisor, said even if they do turn out to show that scientists improperly manipulated data, there's still so much other high-quality research out there that the episode doesn't call into question that climate change is real and that human activities play an important role. Several investigations are already underway to figure out not only who stole the emails, but to see whether the messages do contain evidence of scientific misconduct. Richard Harris, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points today to close at 10,453. The Nasdaq gained 9 points. This is NPR News. In Honduras, the Congress has voted against reinstating ousted President Manuel Zelaya to serve until his term expires on January 27th. Only 10 lawmakers in the 128-member chamber had voted in favor of Zelaya's return this evening. Zelaya urged other governments not to restore ties with the incoming administration of Porfirio Lobo, who was elected president on Sunday. Many Latin American governments have said they will not recognize that vote. The United States has not taken that stand, but has called for Zelaya's reinstatement. In Texas, Major Nidal Hassan, a suspect in the Fort Hood shootings, has been charged with 32 counts of attempted murder. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
The 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder are on top of the 13 counts of premeditated murder that Major Hassan already faces. The government has not yet said whether it will seek the death penalty. The Army notified Hassan's lawyer, John Galligan, that it plans a psychiatric evaluation to see if the major is competent to stand trial. Galligan has filed an objection to the quick mental evaluation hearing, arguing his client is still in intensive care recovering from 4 gunshot wounds. Hassan is paralyzed from the waist down. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
More unidentified human remains have been found at a disgraced Chicago-area cemetery reopened only last month. Officials at Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip say there are no records of two caskets found by workers preparing burial sites. Burr Oak was closed for nearly 4 months after authorities arrested 4 workers accused of digging up graves and reselling the plots. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.